alkaline diet. I'm not doing specifically an alkaline diet, but if he's suggesting those things, then I wanna listen to
how hard it is. Like,
yeah, alkaline diet is mad.
How hard?
You can't eat any like
processed food.
No, in term anything that's grown that's not natural per what he says. So like, I think even big bananas, they don't count. You have to eat the small bananas, because they're natural bananas.
It's hard diet to find.
You have to go market.
So you got what?
We're not in the market. I don't think it's a market.
No, I say market. You can get small bananas, but it's the market. Like, for Dr. Sebi, you have to, the alkaline diet, you have to make sure you don't eat anything that's been produced by man. So he says broccoli is produced by man in terms of, it's a crossbreed of plants.
Right.
So that's not a natural from the earth itself. It's a human-made kind of plant.
Right.
So anything that's a human-made kind of plant,
mm-hmm.
he says you can't consume. It doesn't, any health benefits, there's no health benefits to it, per se.
Okay, makes sense.
So that's about it. But the list is so small.
Yeah, so like, it's hard to even follow. Like, it's hard to keep up. The carbs, so much stuff.
So you just want you to feel dead.
I don't think he wants you to be dead, but...
The thing is, yeah, like, we got to realise, yeah, like, living that way...
You have to balance,
In a city life...
It's virtually impossible.
Yeah? Unless, you get me, you have to be living like some farmer to really, like...
Growing your own thing in the back garden
and... Yeah, you ain't really got that, like... A man ain't really gonna, like, get bare tomato seeds and all of these seeds to grow in their back garden and wait for the tomato to grow and all of that, and then cut up the tomato for breakfast. It's not gonna happen. So like,
tomato's the deadest fruit ever.
Or buy a chicken, wait for it to lay some eggs.
Tomorrow's the deadest fruit.
Obviously, because man's at home and I'm trying to eat a bit more.
Some gal food.
Huh?
I like hummus still.
I fuck with hummus still.
I like flavoured hummus. Sweet. Caramelised. I like the caramelised bun.
Caramelised
onion.
I ain't eating that caramelised
shit. Or sweet pepper.
Hummus is a gal food.
Not sweet pepper, but sweet chilli.
No, sweet pepper. It's nice.
Sweet chilli, bro.
So that one's okay.
Sweet chilli, I dip that in. I put the carrots in that.
Not tomato, man. You said tomato. Tomato's terrible. Tomato's the worst fruit.
I don't care.
What do you mean it's the worst fruit?
Tomato's the worst fruit.
Why is it the worst fruit?
Tomato's not nice.
They're still talking about it.
By your standards.
I'm saying, personally, who likes tomatoes? Do you like tomatoes?
I like tomatoes.
Me?
Yeah.
Not really.
You're going to draw for the tomato. Like, I'm going to be like, I'm drawing for tomato.
Cherry tomato.
Welcome to the Space One thing podcast.
I'm talking about a tomato, not a whole tomato.
Okay.
I'm talking about a slice of tomato that they put in burgers.
No. That's dead. Oh, I can't eat. One thing I can't eat as well. Hot, like a warm. Do you know what I mean? Like full English.
Yeah. And it's like, warm tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you have to try that store. You have to try that store.
I'll throw that store. That's dead. That's dead food.
Slush puppy. That's slush puppy.
Oh yeah, that's
it just
dead
gets, it's that's nasty on you.
It's
nasty.
And it burns like, because it's so hot in the middle. That's the things.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
What were you not even talking about? I just...
Like diet. We went from diet to... I was cussing tomatoes.
And you were trying to tell me that, girl, like, bruv, hummus is good for you. Like,
hummus is nice.
What's in hummus?
Chickpeas. It's chickpeas blended.
And chickpeas is from the earth. Idiot thing. Listen, yeah?
Peas in it.
Man. Just told you. Dr. Sebi, but you're eating hummus.
I was talking about Dr. Sebi. Hummus is nice, though.
Yeah, so what else does Dr. Sebi say? Because you see me, I read a couple of things with Dr. Sebi and that, yeah? But, you know, some, like, you get me? I don't know, like, what are the things that you don't believe with Dr. Sebi?
Don't believe from Dr. Sebi?
Yeah, like, what things are a little bit too far-fetched? Like,
I don't know, because he got taken to court and he won.
Mm.
And curing people from AIDS.
How did he win? When did he win?
They tried to put him in prison, and these people came and said, okay, I had AIDS, and they showed the medical documents and said, okay, I had AIDS. I'm cured of AIDS now. I don't have AIDS. There's no traces in my blood cells of AIDS. Man cured it. So how am I, like...
This is just off
what he suggested to them. Like, natural foods. I don't think he gave them any medication, but I think he suggested like a diet to them.
There was a guy in Brazil, apparently. He's the first person to be cured of AIDS. Cured. Like, you know what I mean?
AIDS is man-made anyway, so.
Yeah, but he's cured of it, isn't it? That's the first person.
Why do people say that?
It don't just pop out of nowhere. When these niggas are raw dogging everyone, like in the 90s, 19th century, 17th century, 18th century.
That's a raw dog.
Oh, so you're not saying it like it was made in a lab. You're saying it was just like...
No,
right. I think it was made in a lab.
You think AIDS was made in a lab, okay?
Yeah. They tried to blame like Africa for it. They tried to blame the whole continent for it.
Mm.
Like, think about it.
Yeah.
Like,
idioting.
From an economic standpoint, if I give all of these people disease and I can take all of their infrastructure and all everything they have there, I'm winning. Like, and they're in poverty because I placed them in poverty. Then, anyway, let's not get into that. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Spare Change Podcast. I'm Luke. To my left, we have...
You got Fabs, man.
And to his left, he has...
Max.
Don't know about his voice. We're going to have to do this over. Yeah,
bro, it's changing voice, with your chest. Why do you do that? You know what? Yeah, I've clocked that you change your voice bare times. Depending on what you're talking about, your voice changes bare, like, so many voices. Two voices, characters.
It's not a character. I'm just saying, like... I just want to make sure that I'm heard.
Let him do his thing still. Let him do his thing.
I just want to make sure I'm heard.
Because I was going to join you, but then I was like, you know what? Let him do his thing. Yeah, no, for real. That's how he wants to do his intro. Let him do his intro. And you do your intro next week, how you do yours.
No, let Rex take it.
No, let Rex take it, man.
Sure we let Rex take the wheel.
So Luke versus Rex this week.
I want Rex to take the wheel, man.
Welcome back to the Spare Change Podcast. Lovely day today.
What's going on? What's going on?
It was raining. What's lovely?
It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. Brother, it's been hot. It's been hot for the last, last week and that?
It's muggy.
It's all right. It's not too bad as well.
It's raining and muggy.
It's not too bad for me.
Humid.
Will you go for a run today, Henry?
No, I didn't go for a run still. I'm running around. I was working.
Mary J video.
What? But yeah, man, welcome back to the Spare Change Podcast. We have...
Don't blame me.
I don't want to do the thing.
Two intros.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We have
Luke,
Fabs,
and Rex. Back again. How we doing? Okay. How we doing today, Boops? Right? We good?
Yeah, man. We're good, man.
You look perplexed.
I'm good. I'm blessed, man.
You good? You good as well?
I'm great, man.
You went to work today?
Yeah, man. I went back. Yeah, man. Yeah. First day back. Man, yeah. It was good. Still, I can't even lie.
You got a gun? You got the gun? You got the gun? No?
He's so idiot. Yes. Yeah. I got the temperature gun in that, man. So, man. I'll be taking my temperature.
You should take Luke's temperature because man was boiling a minute ago.
No, I was hot initially.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. When I got into the building, I was initially. I thought I had the Rona. I stepped to the place. I thought, right, this is kind of peak.
You're the only one that's done the test here, so.
Yeah, I'm not one that's only one that's good stuff.
No, man was gagging.
You know, I had the. Huh?
Hmm? Yeah. Of course.
Nah, never.
He was testing his
gag. It was the worst. It was the most horrible thing ever. Like, I'm telling you, bro. The way you got to sit that thing in the back of your throat is mud.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Training there.
Blood cleat.
It's a chill, man. It's a chill.
Blood firing cleat.
Yeah, worst thing ever. How's your man's week been? Good.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Usual things, man.
Was it your first day back today?
No, my first day back was on Tuesday, innit?
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right. Usual settings, innit? Working from home. Plenty emails, plenty meetings, all of that good stuff, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Today feels like a Friday for me, man. You know, every time we link up, like, on a midday kind of thing, it feels like a Friday.
Feels like Friday, yeah.
It's weird, man, because I have to go back to work tomorrow.
I do no work tomorrow. God knows.
You're gonna get sacked.
I said you're just gonna do no work. Is that how it works?
No. I'm doing minimal work.
What if they see this?
Yeah, if they see this, they see this, man. Let them live.
Yeah, man. So shit's opening up. Gym's back this week. What you saying?
It's not back this week. It's not back until the 25th.
This month. 25th. Yeah.
My back. This month. What you said? You sign up already?
Yeah, I signed up today, man.
What did you sign up to, by the way?
To the gym around the corner from my house. So better gym.
Better gym.
Expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive, but not a lot of people go there because it's expensive.
Yeah, it's empty though. Yeah.
So it's empty. So
what's the P's like? Sorry,
it's like £30 a month.
£35.
Yeah, £35.
That's not even too bad because what Easy Gym Easy Gym are charging £30 as well. Campbell to rejoin is £30.
I don't have to pay no. There's no joining fee, so yeah, that's my monthly fee.
It's not. There's no joining fee. It's just £30 slap.
Yeah, but the way it's gone up to like 32 or something. Like that.
What in? Yeah. In thing. No, it goes
what,
up.
What on Easy Gym?
No, and the.
Oh,
that's. Yeah. It's, I think they. No, they added 36 in there. There's 36 in there now. Mm. So, yeah, there's 36 in there. And even so, you could just change up your. There's a bench. There's a whole big bench there. So no one's there. You've always got time to slap weights on the bench.
What, lift the bench?
what?
Not on the bench, but like slap weights on the barbell, innit? And then take it from there.
Nah, but I need like free weights. I need to do chest free weights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
so I need to like
add reps in it. Add reps.
Then I'm gonna get more reps. More reps.
Yeah, man.
Overload. Nah, that's long.
30. How many reps are you doing in 30?
Nah, man.
How much reps? 30. Do 12, innit?
Yeah, I'm trying to do 10 to 12.
Do 15.
Impossible.
4 sets of 15.
Oh, that's silly, man. Just go up.
No, 4 sets of 15.
Wait, if I can just go up.
Just go up, like why would you do 15?
And then you're doing less.
Yeah, but it depends what you're doing. Are you trying to make yourself ripped, or are you trying to make yourself hench?
Nah, doesn't matter really.
I'm just trying to maintain.
Yeah.
I'm trying to maintain.
Then you can just
I'm trying to grow now.
Yeah, then they're gonna need heavier weights then.
Huh?
They're gonna need heavier weights. So that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why when I went there, it wasn't really, it was just like
it was nice. It's okay.
Proper nice.
The thing about that gym is that I feel like there's no like motivation. You know, when you go to the world gyms, easy gym, you see bare man just lift.
That's not my motivation though. I don't want to see other man lifting. I want to make sure I get on my thing and do my thing and out.
No, that's
I want to get in and out.
I need to like you need to, well, so when I go to the obviously this is, I go to the gym in Moorgate. When I go to the gym in Moorgate, yeah, city gym, innit?
Yeah.
Guys are not really doing, you know, when I come back to ends, guys are doing, they're trying to get hedged.
They're doing the most
in the gym. But obviously
you want to be in prison.
Huh?
So you come to prison.
Basically.
No, but the thing is
that's motivation.
No, but you know, why is that motivation for you?
That's what you
should
mean,
be motivated. You're there already. You should be able
I know,
to.
I know, but that gives you added motivation. Obviously, motivation is going to the gym. I'm in the gym already. That's my motivation.
So do your thing.
But get into the gym and doing more, like you're seeing guys doing more reps. You're saying, oh rah, I can do that. What? Guys picking up the 32s, 40s. Alright, listen, I can touch the 40s. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of motivation that gets me.
Okay, personally, cool.
Do you know
what
I mean? Obviously, you might be different in the gym.
No, I just want to do my thing and get out. Cause that's the, as soon as I get
in and out too.
Yeah, man, I'm not trying to be there for long. I'm not trying to loaf about in the gym.
We spend an hour and a half in the gym.
No, I spend an hour, man. There's no point in spending an hour and a half on what? Walking around talking to people. Hour.
We don't talk to people.
Hour?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
It's 20 minutes.
I'm there, bro. I meet fabs there sometimes.
Yeah, but
you don't have an extra half an hour on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I'll spend 20 minutes cardio, 40 minutes.
Hour and a half minimum.
What I'm doing, I do 3 exercises per muscle group. 3 or 4 exercises per muscle group, and that's it.
Exercises.
3 or 4 exercises per muscle group, and leave it there.
No, but sometimes it depends what you're doing, like because like if you like your legs, yeah, like your legs, you got to do more on your legs than say your arms, because no, sorry, you got to do more on your arms.
I'm saying your legs because your legs are a bigger muscle.
Yeah, your legs are usually like you're working your legs all the time, and your arms you're not really like you get me. You're not on your arms all the time, innit? So like you get me, like you're gonna. You need to do more exercises, like maybe 5 different exercises, 6 different exercises on your arms. You get me, like, and then your legs, maybe you do like 3, because like, you get me, you're like trying to dun out your legs as well. Like, well, me personally, I do like 3 different exercises on my legs.
I think I do 4. That's it. I ain't touching more than that.
So are you doing squats, the machines? What else are you guys doing?
You squat, you do lunges.
And machines. Yeah. Okay then.
That's it. Squat. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I did squats. I hate squats.
Squats are the worst.
But I think I just hate squats because I hurt my knee when the last time I did.
Yeah, they're like one of the worst exercises. They're not actually really good for you that much. But obviously, they build a lot of muscle in the legs.
No, but they fuck up your legs though. Because last time when I was doing squats, flipping 2 months later, man just felt a twang in my leg and I was like,
twang.
I knew where it's from, innit?
Twitch.
I refuse to do squats again. I think I'm just gonna do
the ACL.
No. The quad is gone.
I hear you, man.
That's so mad.
Bro. I can't wait for the gym, though. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, neither can I, man.
Serious thing.
It's important, man. It's important. Yeah. As I said, I don't know how they opened up Santorini before the gym, so it don't make sense to me.
I'm actually done. Now you know, apparently Santorini's not open to us yet.
I think some parts of Greece are.
Some more. Okay, cool.
I just said Santorini because it's still because I know it.
Hey, man.
Nah, that's the love. Like, yo, would you like, you know, if a rapper beat your girl, like you're still listening to the music?
Nope.
What?
Is it before me or after me? Or before me or what? What?
That's your girl.
I don't know.
Man's voice, where?
I don't know. That was the highest.
Octaves,
sky high.
You sound rattled.
No, I'm trying.
I don't know. If you're boss.
Nah, yo. Nah,
yo, that's
mad. Wait, so you're saying if a rapper beats
one
my
small
girl,
time rapper
beat one of my exes.
Loud small time rapper, you know. Barely made it, you know.
Page, so wait, Kate, what'd you say? Some small time rapper beat your ex. So you said,
Pagey Cakey beat your girl.
Who's girl?
A lesbian beat my girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's alright.
Nah!
She's
a dude.
She's not a dude.
Basically, man, Pagey Cakey, I see her more as a dude, innit? Like,
yeah, if my girl...
Pagey Cakey?
Nah, yeah, yeah. If my girls get... She does man still.
She's tomboyish more. Like,
I've been in a...
I see her looking length. I'm not gonna lie.
But she both.
But she does demand them thing more.
I don't really follow like that.
She doesn't see it.
You obviously do because you've seen her looking like she don't do like all the time.
No, she does on her Instagram, no?
No, she's looking like Mandem.
Nah, not Mandem, man. What are you talking about?
Not like Mandem, but the tomboy thing.
Say Darko.
Fuck off.
Beats your thing.
I'm not gonna lie, Darko was looking good the other day.
Yeah, but that's not...
That's what I'm saying.
Huh? That's not what we're asking.
I'm just saying, hello.
I'm Fablo 17.
Jesus, man, let it go. You know, I let the full clip go. My whole name is man.
Darko, my thing. I'll let it run out there. I'll let it run. I don't mind.
No, I think it's
a thing being my thing is not really. Do you know what I mean?
No, but
she's ate the pumps, she's ate the crutch.
Yeah, but there's
can't actually beat.
There's double.
She can't physically beat my thing.
There's double. Competition, though. So your female, like the person you're with, likes women and men.
I've got a penis.
So what?
I've got a penis.
There's some things girls know how to do that men might not know how to do, bro.
Which is
I don't know because I'm not a woman.
Which is
pumps. Yeah,
pumps. I can let the pumps. I can pumps. I could do that as well. It's not hard.
Stop it, man.
It's not hard to...
If she slaps on the 14-inch strap one, what are you doing?
And that's why girls do it better.
What?
Because they know it's not just
they know the spots. They know the spots.
Your finger.
But you said that. That's what you said.
This is what...
But that's... You
depend on
that.
You feel it? Like, is that it?
Oh, that's a mad move. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know. What do you see?
Your Rex is one of them duns, yeah? Like, after two strokes, he's like, yo, this pussy man, babes. After two strokes, don't do that, big man. What are you doing?
Have you done that, Rex?
Where are you getting?
Wait, he's smiling.
Strokes, yo, the pussy man, babes.
I don't even speak Jonathan. So what are you talking about?
I'm joking around. But like, no, I'm playing around. But,
yeah, like, no, like, are you not going to be, like, a bit more vigilant if your female's, like, done a thing with... If the person you're with has done a thing with girls and boys.
She's with me now.
No, but I'm saying in terms of...
She's with you. But she cheats with Pagey Cakey.
She cheats with me on the page. She cheats on me with
a female, yeah. What's is your reaction different?
Oh, I'm losing it. I'm not going to lie. Wait, sorry? She went to a whole woman.
Come on, man.
Nah, come on, man. That woman can't even
check her penis. No, but even so...
Off the... I don't know.
And
she liked it,
bro. Well. Right.
Yeah.
So, this is mad. Anyway.
I'm sorry, bro.
Girls are pegging. I don't know. Is that what they do?
I mean.
What else do you think they did?
I don't know.
Strap-ons, yeah.
Just eating naan and going crazy.
Just eating naan and that's it. And then doing scissors.
I didn't say scissors. You're King Scissors. You're Edward Scissor Hands. You're Edward Scissor Hands over here. So, like, okay. So
yeah. Right, you need to change that, by the way. Don't do that. Because you might have tried to be like, I might have scissoring.
Where are you getting that from?
Rats that scissoring. So, like, all right, the girl you're with is into, or the girl you're dating is into females as well. Is that a turn on or is it a turn off for you? Like, is it more of a competition kind of thing?
It's a turn on. For me, yeah. Like, I don't know.
She likes girls.
She likes girls as well. Do you see it as a threat or friend or foe? Is it friend or foe?
It's not really foe like that, but it's like obviously.
She's interested in also pursuing relationships with females.
That's what I'm saying. So imagine if I'm in a dance. Imagine if I'm a dancer and I see her talking to her.
Not just attractive. She's interested in relationships with females.
Your ex would be rattled in a dance.
And looking everywhere.
If she was into
I'd be like, well, why is she doing that?
Couldn't even let her go to the toilet. I'll be like, I'm not rattled, but I'll be like, okay, cool.
I've got, I'm on a slightly more edge, because she might be chatting to Gyal.
And she's not
bringing you in though.
I know, I love that if she does bring you in. I love it if she does bring you in, but obviously more time.
So, you're on a Jada Will thing now. Because basically, you're letting other people come into your relationship now. You're on a Jada Will thing now.
Yeah.
You need to think about it.
Yeah.
So, you've allowed, it's not another guy, it's another girl that's coming into a relationship. That's fine with you, yeah? You're, when you're in a relationship, that's personally fine with you, yeah?
No, of course not. It's my
mind. That's what you're just saying, though.
No, I'm saying that she brings me into the
team. Yeah, I'm saying she's bringing you in, but she's allowing another girl to come into to your relationship, though.
Okay, yeah, I guess it's all right.
So what would Jada think, though?
It's not a Will and Jada thing, per se, though. She's not doing it every week. She's not doing it every 2 weeks. Will and Jada thing was every week. That was running. August Alsina was there in the crib every week. Every Saturday, Sunday.
So the girl she met at the dance, the girl she met at the dance, and she brought back on with you. She's in your crib all the time now. What are you doing?
Oh my god! So she's in the crib all the time now. She can't run in the crib all the time.
That's are you feeling away about it? Because you were involved. You're involved at one point, but the relationship's gone. Like their friendship.
They've got another relationship outside of me.
They got a friendship now.
Nah, definitely can't run.
Yeah. Every time she goes to Linker, she's like, "I'm going to the gym, Max."
She's really hitting the gym, squats on that dildo, she's lying to man. So really have an issue.
Squatting on that face.
What you doing?
Millions beating your girl.
Millions.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Beat my girl.
Had to run up on Rex's girl and thought the pom pom was
automatic.
I'm already beefing. I'm sending it. I'm about to diss track. Get me the booth today. I'm about to diss track today. And I put on a Bible accent as well. Fuck that. Oh. Are you crazy? I said the pom pom was automatic. Are you crazy?
That's actually rude. So you not winning then, yeah?
What, bring another female into my relationship or into let her?
Nah, you just wouldn't let her rap her.
Oh goodness, are you mad?
Of course not, man.
Yeah, no, so would you still listen to the music after?
Depends
if the rapper presses your girl.
If it's Drake.
And you find out
if it's Drake.
Are you still listening to the rapper? Ah, yeah, it's Drake.
I think I'm still listening to Drake.
If it's Captain Cons.
They must have run a train then.
I'm still listening to the music.
I think it depends.
You might have to listen to the music.
Any rapper, I'll tell you. Look, it's not any rapper. It doesn't matter to me.
If it's a dead rapper.
If I don't fuck a rapper, like if it was like 6ix9ine, I'd be like, what? What's going on here? Like I'm just confused.
You have to.
6ix9ine though.
I might cry. I might actually cry in front of everyone as well. In front of you, man. Everyone. I might cry in front of on the pod. Like everything. Like so, it was all mad. I cried to my mum. Like this is actually nuts. Like if something like that happened, like just I'm dead rapper, like bonkers.
That's his name.
I'm saying bonkers, a dead rapper. Like and he, yeah, man.
He laying down the thing. Nah.
I don't want to go down there with that brother. But anyway,
But yeah, man. Yeah, me, cool. I'm good with it. But you're saying it depends on the rapper.
I think it depends if, yeah.
Right.
I don't know if like, I love Nans and that, but if Nans beat my girl, there's a problem, I think.
You might spud him.
No, I'm not listening to him. I don't think I can listen to him.
What? Spud Nans?
It's that Nina with a Nina, and then my girl's there.
Did you get to meet Nans?
And he called your girl Nina.
He saw him.
A nickname.
Right, let me do one more. A footballer then.
Raheem.
Yeah, okay,
I'll spot him. I'm joking. Nah. There's no problem. I think, man, like, Raheem's a good guy, man.
So you wouldn't care? I don't think. Still fuck with Raheem heavy.
Raheem's a good guy, but he beats him.
I don't know.
He's married.
Yeah, he's married in a situation.
He's married anyway. So maybe.
He's a yard man. Yeah, probably. Like, 8 kids.
He's a yard man still, so he probably.
What?
He probably does his thing still. I said 8 kids again. You're my guy. You're dumb, bruv.
My wife and kids, innit? Anyway.
That one was funny, because he fucking, like, Bro, it's so weird that like my called me off his girl's phone. To talk to me.
Here's a scenario then. We dropped into a scenario. So say
like your baby.
Your foolish is that? The mother of your child, yeah, has this number stored in your phone. You call it and it's a brother from school. What's the logical move here? The mother of your child has a brother from your school's number, like a brother you don't talk to. Okay. Like no reason for her to have his number. Mm-hmm. She, you call the number and it's him. What's the move from here? What's the logical move?
If he's trying to talk, I guess you know, talk to him, man. Like, yo, yeah, man, what's good? Yeah.
Wait, what? Sorry, wait, what?
So the mother of your child,
yeah,
has someone from our school's number, and she has no business having that person's number. They're not in your circle. She has no business having that person's number.
Yeah.
You call the number.
Yeah.
What's the next move? Like,
I call the number.
Yeah.
What's going on, brother? I'm checking. Sure. What's going? I'm like, what's good?
That's not what happened, boy.
Are you checking in with him? Are you putting the pressure on him?
No, I'm saying, what's good though? Why? I'm just checking why you got the number. Why does things got the number stored in your phone?
I pressed it.
Mm-hmm. You pressed what?
Long time ago, though. It wasn't even like that. Like, it wasn't no time recent, innit?
Man, I'm saying like long time, like it makes it any different.
No, it was time ago.
Like, what?
I pressed time ago still.
Or prior to being...
Yeah.
We're putting business out there.
It was before you. We're not saying names, is it? Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's fine, isn't it? But, like, obviously, in my situation, man just called me and was like, yeah, yo, like, what well, go on, like... And I was like, bro, yeah.
What? What?
I'm confused.
We have to bleep this.
Bleep that.
You might have really just nah, after this, you said that bare close to the mic, I can't lie, it probably didn't pick up, it's fine, so man just basically called me, he's obviously seen my name
in this girl's phone, yeah?
Wait, is this what the story?
It's a real story.
He called me off his girl's phone. The phone's ringing. I'm looking at it like, bro, that's my girl. I answer the phone, like, I'm going to hear my girl's voice. Then I hear the brother's voice. I'm like, oh, bro, yeah, walk on. He's like, yeah, you good? Stay up, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I'm blessed. Like, what's going on with you? I'm just like, what? Like, what's going on? It's like, yeah, like, obviously, yeah, like, I'm dating.
So and so. Like, what is? Like,
yeah,
right,
I got a kid. I was like, oh,
is my girl from Ends?
Like, yeah, basically.
Oh, she's from Ends. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
so there would be a reason for you to know her then.
Yeah, like I know her, isn't it? Like I know her. So like I know her, and then like so it's like yeah, cool, and then we're like talking. And then, yeah, like, he's just telling me bare stuff about man's life and stuff like that. I'm just like, ah, yeah, cool, man. Like, he said he's living where he's living and keep me, like, keep me, you know what I mean? He loves being a dad and that. And I'm like, all right, big man, well, yeah, big up you still.
He pressed his beer.
I mean, yeah, you know what I mean?
So you didn't tell
him? Nah, of course not, man. I'm not going to break the little brother's heart. Come on, man. He seemed happy. He seemed like he was happy as well, you know?
Happy as Larry,
fam. You don't want to ruin a brother's brother's whole thing. Like, that's crazy, fam. So what you lot would do? You would tell him?
No, I don't think I'd tell him.
Ah, man.
I'll tell him.
I'll keep it. I'll do what you did. You did the right thing, man.
Yeah, man. You gotta let man live, man. Let him live his movie.
Does he know to this day?
Well, he probably doesn't. That's fine.
Hopefully he knows after
this. No, I just saw it.
I don't know. Okay, where that guy. I don't care about that guy. For that nigga.
I'm going to take it to another direction. Alright, so.
No, I'll say it later. Honestly, seriously.
Alright, so Barbados is allowing people to migrate there for a year. If you're working from home and you're an expat, you can go to Barbados and live there for a year. Because the economy is based on tourism, all of that's kind of falling apart due to COVID, innit? So they're allowing people that are working from home and can work remotely to go over there and stay there for a year.
Damn it.
Would that be something you guys would want to do in terms of if your home countries were doing that? Me personally, I'd love to do that.
You should do it.
What? Move to Barbados?
Yeah.
For a year?
I mean...
For a year?
You don't have to go for a year, do you?
No, it's not. You don't have to go for a year, but you got like a year visa. You got a year visa to go there. Would you guys do that if your home country... Like, if Nigeria was offering that...
I would.
If Jamaica was offering...
No. No.
Why not? Nah. I would. I don't know if I'll stay there. I'll do back and forth things. So, I'll be 1 month on, 1 month off. Do you know what I mean? That thing.
That's just long. Like, I can't remember what Jay. Like, see, I could go Jay, but, like, I couldn't go for a year.
2 months off.
I could go for a month solid. I think any longer than that. You know?
So, even if they're offering you, like, a year's visa to just stay there and chill...
No, I wouldn't stay there and chill in Niger. I'll go back.
You come back here?
Yeah. I'll come back and forth.
Yeah, I'd probably do like 1 month on, 1 month off.
But what would be the point?
Something like that.
What would be the point?
What do you mean?
You have a holiday, like a 2 month holiday, and then.
Because it's like, I don't know, because I'm going to come back anyway, so it's only a year, so.
Plus, I'm going to come back.
Yeah, man.
But we don't know for how long.
We got the NHS still, man. That's staying, man. That has to stay.
That stays.
It stays, man.
Yeah, cool.
Well, you believe it's not, it's going?
Yeah, I believe they're going to sell that to...
You're crazy.
They're trying to worm their way to sell things to America now, aren't it? So they're trying to get in their good books with the 5G stuff. They've cancelled Huawei's. They've initially gave Huawei the 5G contract for England, and then they've kind of pulled it back now.
Right.
Because I think due to relationship things with America, they don't want them to... They don't want to give them the 5G thing, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how we got here.
No. What are the countries that you lot wouldn't go to, right?
China.
Yeah, China's one of them still.
Kind of racist.
I'll go China.
Maybe Afghanistan.
For the war. I don't even know why you even mentioned that one.
Given. You're asking.
Come on, man. That's
a given. Like, what are you doing?
Me. Man said Afghanistan, fam. That's like me saying fucking like Antarctica.
That wasn't given.
Of course you're the same. Yeah, you idiot. Stop it. Stop the foolishness.
Where else would I go?
Oh my god, you're better at Antarctica.
Anywhere they hate black people or any kind of like New York now. I mean, sorry, America. Definitely not.
Yeah, I'm not going to America.
I'm not going to America for a while. But I'm not going to say I'm not ever going there. I'll give it. I'm 2022. I got to hit Vegas.
What about South America?
You might got to come to Vegas, boy, and wear them translucent yellow glasses.
What translucent?
You know, like glasses, and they're just tinted. Sorry, I said the wrong thing. Tinted glasses.
I said yellow glasses.
Yeah, we're all round ones as well. We're all going to wear them. Walk down the strip.
You think it's a hangover?
Like, literally. In this formation. That we're going to walk in this formation with the glasses on and walk slow. So, actually, no, we're going to get someone to film us and in slow motion, put it into slow motion.
Is weed legal in Vegas?
Yeah, it's...
I'm going to be so high.
Yeah, it's California, right? No, it's Nevada.
No, it's Nevada.
Maybe it's not, but I think it is.
So, I don't think that's going to work out in terms of glasses and the format you think it's going
to
work out.
Okay, fine. Right, that's in my head, isn't it? That's how I want it to be. But listen, I really don't think it's going to work out. But that's what meant. 2022, innit, yeah? But, Big blowout. That might just be the big blowout to end all blowouts.
What, Vegas?
Vegas, yeah. Jesus crispy. That could be the blowout.
What would be your ideal like birthday? Because you're talking about Vegas. What's the ideal birthday for you? Like, what's the criteria? What's the checklist? What are we saying?
So what would have to happen?
To
be a good birthday.
Yeah, location, settings.
Interesting.
What occurs, like, what's the checklist for a good birthday for you? What makes a birthday good?
Okay. So, friends.
Friends, okay, that's one.
Good friends. One. Location.
What's the ideal location?
Somewhere, I would say, in the Caribbean. Or somewhere in the Caribbean. Or, like, maybe, I don't know. Somewhere in the Caribbean. Or, like, East. Like, you know.
Hackney.
Foolishness. Like Far East, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Abu,
I mean,
Abu Dhabi.
Only because I ain't been to, or like, yeah, Middle East, like, you know, Abu Dhabi or Dubai.
Right.
But, you know, Dominican Republic, I would say. That would be a good place. Beautiful place. White sand, blue seas. And then, yeah, man, me, for me, be like, you know what I mean? Like, on the beach. You know what I mean? Fiestas on the beach.
Fiesta.
Yeah, man. Fiestas on the beach. Just, yeah, man. Just wonderful scenery just everywhere. You know what I mean?
What's the scenery?
Just saying that.
Describe the scenery for me.
Wonderful scenery.
Describe it for me.
Wonderful scenery.
What's the pictures?
My wonderful scenery in it. You get me? Wonderful scenery.
Why don't you want to describe it to me?
My wonderful
scenery. I just want you to describe it to me.
Don't help. Don't do that to me. Wonderful scenery. Wonderful scenery in it. Wonderful scenery everywhere. And like, yeah, man, and just, you get me, you know what I mean? Make love under the stars, one of the nights. Get me done, though. That's what I want to do, innit? Like, maybe have a, you know, can I say it on the pod?
Yeah, say what you want to say, man. It's your birthday.
Nah, because I feel like you like, ain't going to indulge how I'm indulging.
Go on, no.
Nah, I'm going to hold this.
No.
You man indulge. You, one of you guys go, innit?
I'm yeah, going.
I'll hold mine, innit?
Go, Rex.
Wait, so is
that not copy me?
No, anytime.
Of the anytime, anywhere, wherever you want. This is your ideal birthday.
Whatever you need.
Any time of my lifetime.
Any time of your lifetime.
I would have taken it back a couple of years, bro. Probably a couple, like,
say if you. No. We have to go forward. You can't go back.
Forward, so in my 30s. 30s.
Wherever you want to go.
Yeah, ideal birthday.
Ideal birthday. Going forward.
30s, my birthday.
You don't have to be 30, 29. Let's go.
I'm 29, fuck.
Ideal birthday, man.
Fucking hell.
Go whenever, man.
I'll go to. I want to say Miami, but Miami's peas, isn't it, for you, man? Miami's my peas.
For you, man. Man said they like you got the peas, you know. Yo. You got that?
I'll make it happen.
Ah, I hear that.
Okay.
I can make it happen.
I can make it happen.
I can make that happen. But you kind of took a shot at me, and that's what I'm saying. You did. He did. He took shots.
I definitely didn't.
You said, nah, it's too much for you, man, still.
Yeah.
I mean, us, man. Apologies. Us, man, obviously.
It's not, though. I don't think it's too much for us, man. It's just that man would like...
Mammy's peas, my boy Tommy's peas.
Man would just have to basically. Because you want to do the most, innit? So you just have to be prepared to do the most.
What would you be doing in Miami? Let's go.
Hit the strip club, man.
We're going to take the strip club a couple of nights. Take it to the stars.
I had a strip club a couple of times. A couple of strip clubs. A couple of doozies.
That's what I would like. The strip clubs in America. I really want to go to one of them because they're just so like. They're just clubs.
They're wild. And I think only one of us men have done that, and I don't want to name names, but obviously one of us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
strip club where? In the States?
Yeah, in the States.
Mm.
They lost their soul there, they said.
Okay, yeah. We don't mention that.
I don't think you even mentioned it. I don't think you mind, but...
No, don't mention it.
They got them in DR, right?
I didn't go to a strip club in DR. Yeah. When I went DR.
They got strip clubs in DR?
Yeah, they got strip clubs in there. I didn't go to...
I'm going there from my 30th.
I didn't go to strip clubs in DR. I went...
So yeah, I send the invites out soon.
I'll see you there, man.
That's funny.
It's due
to circumstances. It depends what the circumstances are.
No, man, don't worry.
You wanna go?
Don't worry, man.
I'm not gonna talk into existence, but depends on what circumstances.
Talk into existence, man.
No, anyway.
Things become things.
Anyway,
all right. Don't worry, man. I got a speech.
Anyway,
to help you out. Not right now, but I got a speech for you. Don't worry.
Say the
I
speech.
Need you there still, man. I need you there, though.
The balance.
Yeah, man. I need you there.
The balance.
I need you there.
The balance.
Come on.
Me personally, I'd want the man them to come Barbados with me. You might need to see that place, man. It's a beautiful little island. Been to the strip club there.
We can make a movie there.
Pretty nice.
We can make a movie there.
Said something about Barbados. Someone said something about Barbados at some
crop bar. Over, man. You need to go.
Like, my sister, you know.
You need to go during carnival times, man. It was a mad thing. Still, Carnival's nice. I've been to Gogo there as well. Yeah, man. It's good vibes, good people. I think you man would enjoy yourself in all domains. Mm. Let me not just any domains. I think you enjoy yourself, man. That's an ideal birthday for me, man, personally.
Barbados.
Yeah, man.
You've been there already, though.
Yeah, I want to go 3, 4, 5 times after I've been there, man.
Like, but there's better places you ain't been. Where do you want to go?
Barbados, blood. Big man's man. Been. It's the best place I've ever been in my life.
You can't say Barbados. because you know what Barbados is, innit? Like, you got to talk about a place that you've never been. You've
Japan.
Yeah.
I want to go to Japan.
I want to go there too.
I want to go to Japan.
Facts.
I don't know what I want to go do there, but
Japan
it
looks mad. For your birthday, wild.
Yes, it looks wild.
Japan is like the it's so left to what we're used
to. Yeah,
it
looks good. It looks like a good experience, like a good cultural shock.
You can go to a place where you can slap a bitch and it's legal.
Wait, what? Sorry? Wait.
Yeah, I'll catch you out, man. I can't catch you out there. I'm not catching you out there.
What, domestic?
I ain't going.
Yeah, domestic violence is legal.
If you have that itch in you, you can go somewhere, pay, and then you can slap a bitch. And it's legal.
I'm right.
No, I'm just saying that they have these things. Because basically, in Japan, there's no crime. Crime don't exist. You can, be mad drunk.
Is it the purge?
No. This is how, that's their society, bruv. It's opposite to ours. Bro, you can be drunk. Yeah, having a night out, then you're drunk. You fall asleep outside McDonald's, yeah? Outside, your phone in this hand, wallet in your pocket, all that bare money in there. You wake up in the morning with your wallet in your hand, with your wallet in your pocket, phone in your hand, everything's still there. Wake up, walk to your hotel, you're cool. Yeah? Here, everything gone. Everything finished.
You're naked. There, you're naked on the curb.
It's not a thing. They don't do that. Them things don't happen because they allow them to release their bad urges in certain ways, innit? So, like, as I say, if you want to slap a bitch,
the purge,
you can go and do that if you feel like you need to go do
it. The purge.
That's basically the purge. What the hell is, how's that saying?
The purge is one day out of the year you can do what you want.
This is every day, bro.
This is every day.
So it's the purge. They live in the purge. They live in the purge. So there's no murder there. You tell me there's no murder in Japan.
The murder rate is low. So if there is, I'm sure there is because there's murder everywhere, but like, the murder rate is low. I mean, it's probably less premeditated murder than, do you know what I mean? You get me? But Japan is like a proper wild place. I do really want
to go. I want to go to Japan still.
Because I'm someone I know at work. Gwyneth. They live there, yeah. And they were telling me about it. It sounds crazy, absolutely mad.
That's
like,
why you might not go there, yeah?
Yeah, I want to go to Japan. I want to go to Japan.
I can't for the ride.
With bullet trains as well.
Yeah, bullet trains. Bro, they're so mad out there. We'll just be like, I think every time we turn the corner, we'll be like, bro.
Pictures. No, that's like pictures of us, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be like, yeah.
They will take
this. Yeah, man. You can walk in the formation. Anyway.
With the formation, the same formation.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you would agree, man.
3-0-0.
Yeah, man. Formation, man. Done, no?
Klopp.
Walking. He's Firmino.
You're in the middle.
Nah,
you're where? We're in the wings.
You're last game.
We're in the wings. Mane Salah.
Why did you put me in for Mane? Why can't you be Mane?
You got the same hairline.
Oh.
Anyway, what do you might think about Kanye for president?
Trump happened, so Kanye can happen, I can't lie to you.
Nah, bro, it's a mock, though. I feel bad for the people over in America, you know, because it's actually a mock, bro. You can't just have anyone in
the willy nilly. Yeah, willy nilly, just
anyone that's got
no political experience.
Yeah, it's a mock. I'm not gonna lie.
This is how you know that the president, being the president, is some idiot thing, anyway.
Like they
don't really have
any control.
Power, because if you're just allowing some brother who don't have any political power from the hood in Chicago to think he can run for president and actually probably win, which he might. He could actually win.
Lie. No one can say no.
Because if Trump won,
exactly,
how can Kanye not win? He said he was going to run 2020 anyway. He said this already.
Prior. He's done it. He's going to do it.
He said that he's going to run with the birthday party, which he's made up.
He's an idiot, bro. He will be, if he is president, it'll be 2024, isn't it?
Already?
Yeah, because you can't run it. You can't go into this election year.
That's already done.
So yeah, that's done. It's fine.
I thought he was running as an individual party for this election.
No, you can't. Because they do that over the...
Can you imagine my guy can't run?
It's over 2 years. They do a whole running thing and then people drop out and then now there's two people left.
Wait, okay.
Trump and Biden now. And then that's till November.
Okay, so he is trying to... It must be a publicity stunt then.
Maybe he's warming up because he did. I remember time ago, I swear he said
that. He's going to run for 2020,
something like that. But he can't run now, like, it's impossible. You can't just decide to just jump in at the last hurdle. That's just madness.
Say if Fecky tried to say, I'm going to be Prime Minister.
Who?
Fecky, man.
Relax.
No, I like Fecky still.
Fecky.
I'd rather him than Boris.
No.
What, Fecky?
Fecky's. Nah, man.
If you could choose a rapper to be Prime Minister, who would you choose?
UK rapper.
Yeah. He has to be Prime Minister for UK.
Akala.
That's a good shout still.
He's a rapper.
That's still. One, but exactly. Is that good?
Nah, that counts because he's a rapper.
He's a rapper still.
So yeah. I don't know, man. That's a good question still.
I'll choose gigs. The Purge.
You might have some food for it.
Who's the Prime Minister? Retch is a good one. Retch, maybe. Yeah.
Carlo Retch.
Asko.
Good talk. Asko.
What, come out of pen and do it?
No, from pen.
From pen. He can't release himself.
Yeah, TV screen every time he wants to do a speech.
Well, like Boris.
Yeah, from on the TV screen from home. And I mean, sorry, from
the... Straight
the
top cell. Five.
Straight that. Get me on the line. Just a picture of him and he's on the line, like, get me? You see the waves, if you see the sound waves every time he speaks.
That's going for Prime Minister.
Mooney waves! Prime Minister.
Fuck it, man. Where, man? Boris is Prime Minister, isn't it? What do you man think about, we're speaking of Asko now, isn't it? So what do you man think about Asko's interview from prison?
Didn't watch it, man.
You didn't watch it?
Oh, shit, it was all right.
Didn't watch it yet, man.
I feel like... Yeah, I watched it. I feel like he was just a regular Don, innit? Just got caught up in the wrong things.
He definitely got caught up
in the wrong things. I think he just got caught up in the wrong things because he was saying that his brother went a different way to him, innit? So I feel like he just got caught up with the wrong people, man. In terms of, as a person.
It's like that, don't
worry. Environment. He said the environment shaped him, innit? So
when you're making money...
Like, but he said it wasn't kind of a thing where it was a necessity kind of thing. I think he just wanted he wanted the nicest things.
He didn't do it because he had to do it. He said
his mom was working two jobs, providing the good things for him.
He got new jackets, not peas.
But his mom was like, he made sure he had new kicks, new clothes, and going to school and stuff like that. But that's the thing though.
Like man, like that, like they proper rebel and they do stuff like that. Like I know people like. Like, I know of someone who, like, they're shotting, and, like, I don't really know them like that, but I can just tell that they're not really, like, their upbringing wasn't, like, that. Mad, bad. Like, so for them to be shotting and doing all of that madness is just because, yeah, like, they just went down the wrong road. Somewhere, like, down the line, like, they tried to rebel, and the rebelling just ain't stopped. Like, you get me? Like, at some point, it's got to stop, man. You got to control yourself, man. But like, I feel like with the shotting thing, you've got to have a way out. Like I feel like every person who's shot him on road, you need to have a goal, innit?
No, but that's their 9-to-5, innit?
Yeah, but you've got to have a goal because it's not a sustainable thing. You have to have a goal, and even if that goal is like it's just your goal always has to be a way out. Even if you're still in some way or another, but you're still out. You get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. You get me? Like you're maybe doing. Like you have workers doing whatever you're doing, you get a little bit of the peas, a little bit of the cut, but you're not even involved in any of it. You're far from it.
Yeah.
Like, you get me? There's
no links back.
No links back to it. You get me? You're doing your team, you've invested the peas that you've made into whatever you're doing, something legit or whatever. But you know what I mean? Sometimes you get me? You deal with that, but it's just not connected to you. Even if it's like a plan like that, I feel like that's just more smart. But if you're just literally your plan is just to stay on road. It is what it is. You can do what you want. I don't judge no one, innit? But obviously, It's not smart, innit?
It's not smart. Like, I think it's quick money, innit? So people see it as a quick fix, innit? Obviously, you might get denied from jobs and stuff like that, and you just be like, right, fuck it, I'm gonna start shutting. That's the kind of the best way to start making money quick, innit? Mm. So from that perspective, your environment does dictate in terms of if you've got kicked out of school. I got kicked out of school now. What else do I have there to kind of make peas in it?
Yeah.
You know, what kind of jobs are going to take me on? And then they go to the roads, innit? So in that sense, it makes sense. But
there should be an end goal
in it, but not a lot of people think about the end goal in it.
But someone got to tell some of these youths that it's like, yo, if you fail, you got to keep going, innit? You got to keep moving, innit? That's all. Like, if you fail at school, then cool. You failed that. It's all right. Still, like, you mean just got to just try again, do it again, over again, innit?
Right,
do it another way. You got to figure out your thing. But, like, I'm not saying don't be on the road, because I'm not going to ever tell anyone not to be on the road, innit? But, like, you got to have an idea of, like, yo, I'm going to be on the road. Because I have a brethren who, like, he was on road, and then... But he knew that he was going to leave, innit? He knew, innit?
Mm.
He was just doing it because he didn't want to, like, work for anyone, innit? At the time, he was like, I don't want to work for anyone. That was his vibe, innit? But he knew that he wasn't going to do it forever. He was going to come out at some point, innit? But yeah, a lot of men just like, yep, I'm here. I'm here for life, innit? Job for life, boy. Suitcase, briefcase, tie.
Yeah, but...
I'm here. You get me?
Again, it's a cycle, innit? So once you get caught with drugs and them things there... You're in prison, come out of prison, you become a better criminal, innit? So,
it's a fucked up cycle.
But from as we were talking about Asko, innit, it seems like he didn't need to do those things, innit? So, it seems like he just got caught up in whatever badness was around him. He's like, fuck it, I want to make peace. I see niggas making peace around me. And then from there, just continued doing his thing, innit? Are you just talking about this rap game in terms of...
He talks a lot about the rap
game. And how he influenced a lot of people. Like, people weren't wearing the drip that they were, like, the current drip before him.
Do you agree with him?
I wasn't following him like that, innit? I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
personally.
So I think,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what he influenced on what he didn't. So him saying, like, oh, he's no one was wearing a mirror before him in terms of jeans and these things.
I don't think anyone was.
But...
If that's what he said, I didn't see anyone wear.
If that's
what he was doing, I didn't pay attention. I didn't pay attention to that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like when Rat says he wore trap store before everyone else.
That's facts though.
Rat star, innit?
No, I'm being serious.
I know you're being serious. I don't see, not for everyone else.
I'm saying amongst our peers though.
Alright, if you say it like that, then I can't disagree with you.
Yeah, of course you can't, because it was facts. Rat's facts.
Anyway,
I don't laugh, man, but facts. Ask Sham. Jam's MS on those.
Alright.
So.
I hear that still, man. I hear that.
Yeah, he was saying he's wearing a Mary. He was wearing all these designers before other people. He brought Gucci back. Like, people weren't wearing Gucci like he was wearing Gucci.
It's funny, guys.
Bringing Gucci back. Sorry, Carol.
Yeah, so those things there. Obviously, those are kind of from. From my perspective, they're kind of trivial things to be...
They are trivial things.
To be bringing to the game, innit? Like, obviously, if it's style, if that's the style thing that you're doing, and that's the direction you want to go and move into that, I appreciate that, innit? But just saying you brought these drips, cool. But, like, what else have you... Like, you had a lot of potential.
What else did you do, innit?
You had a lot of potential, innit? In terms of being kind of... As we discussed, like the older person talking and spitting these underground rap things, innit? But other than that, I don't understand what he brought per se, and I don't understand it, and I probably might not understand it. So, yeah, that's that Nasco thing. Something I wanted to touch on: if the money goes, does the honey stay?
Oh my good lord!
Yes. So we had a conversation yesterday. I went to bring it to the...
What the ocean? What?
I went to bring it, innit?
Yeah.
So do you think...
I'm actually going to put the picture up
what?
At this point.
Yeah, put the picture up. Yeah, do you think that...
Because you look, like, when I said what I said there, you look aired it.
No, I... Do you think...
I said that out of blood.
No, you didn't.
Let's talk about it here. So...
No, you said that.
So Fabs put up a picture of a football player
yeah.
and his wife. They're kind of a mismatch, innit? So they're kind of a mismatch. She's quite pretty. She's pretty, and he's clapped. And Fabs was asking the question: if he didn't have peas, would she still be sticking
this is
around?
Like that conversation that we had on the pod one time about we had this conversation about ugly brother.
What brother was getting gal? And how did they get gal?
Whatever, we had that. And Rax was, I can't remember what Rax was saying, but he was on the other side of it. But yeah, man, like,
So if he didn't have, if he didn't have the peas.
A little drunk still.
Yeah, I'm getting it. If he didn't have the money.
Touched that already.
If he didn't have the money, would he be getting this caliber of girls? And if
bro, he would never ever. This brother would never be getting this caliber of girl if he was
if he was average Joe, a 9 to 5.
9 to 5 average Joe brother working in Safeway.
So it must say Safeway don't exist no more than exactly. 9 to 5.
Exactly.
Imagine that. They're a drug dealer.
Babes, where do you work?
Safeway.
He's a drug dealer.
He's a drug dealer.
Okay, Safeway store. Yo, drug dealers love that line with, so where do you work? Warehouse store.
Demons love that. Oh, my.
It's not a warehouse thing, it's the construction thing.
Construction thing. Warehouse or construction, fam, at night.
Now, you might need to come up with better excuses, though. Construction at night.
I love these men, man. They're so jokes, man. Oh, shit, man.
So we're saying that...
this just reminded me of something. So not related to this. Carry this topic on, though.
So we're saying that guys like of his caliber would not be getting pretty girls
if the peas were gone, this brother would be sprung. I don't know. I just tried to ram something, but he would be gone. He'd be gone, bro.
He'd be done out.
He'd be done out. Because he's got peas, all of that. He's been able to finesse that.
You say that. But he dresses how he dresses now because he has peas.
His dressing is terrible. Right?
It's terrible now. But obviously, if he had peas, he wouldn't be dressing like that.
So he'd be just like a regular guy.
A regular guy. So he might get things. Flip it.
No, but you know what? To see them type of things, that see that girl... Yeah,
and I'll be ruining it. You didn't get caliber.
Them type of girls, they go for brothers.
You think they told you? Okay, there's a further conversation.
Those type of girls, bruv, they go for guys with peas, or obviously guys that seem like they have peas.
Yep.
Let's say that, innit? We're not going to say guys with peas. Someone who seems like they have peas.
So what's the girl that's targeting guys? Where do you think they do and how do they operate?
I don't want to...
But how do they operate? I'm just asking, how do they operate? Yeah. How do they locating these guys? What are they doing?
I don't know.
How can you put that?
So those type of girls, like, they just put themselves in certain situations.
They're in Soho House.
They're in Soho. They're in.
Then what?
Soho House.
They're in Piccadilly Institute. They're in.
So it's a little club that you need to look. Yeah. What's that club? But you need. You have to pay.
You said that, I didn't understand.
What's that club in
Soho House?
Not Soho House. Anyway, doesn't matter. Tate. They're in all of these places, yeah. They're in these. And it doesn't even matter what club it is, but they're in the club, yeah. Actually, no, it does. They're in the nice clubs where man, they will have money there. They'll stand by the table. They'll try and get drawn on the table. All of that, you get me? Them type of guy there. You get me? Like fillers in the maybe filler in the lip or whatever.
Do you feel like they invested? You feel like they invested?
Got the cheeks done. Got the titty done. Got the flat stomach now. Stomach was bulging from lockdown. Now stomach flat. Yeah. Love sticking out. All of that.
Got the Beckles belly.
Yeah. All of that. You get me? Yeah. So like everything's blessed. Now obviously, when a man get money, them type of girl they're kryptonite, no? Yeah. And that's a fact, isn't it? Yeah. That's a fact.
No, but these men are footballers though. So I see.
Man with money.
But I see.
And they're kryptonite.
No, but I see the stature of thing that Kyle Walker's bringing to his yard for orgies, blood.
Have you heard Kyle Walker's voice? And that's what I need to say. Kyle Walker's voice is terrible, fam. You can't get girl with that voice. How you get girl with that voice? That must play. Let me play Kyle Walker's voice for the people that in it. Because the people that don't even understand what we're really even saying, boy. Kyle Walker's voice is some idiot thing, fam. But yeah, what do you think then? Like,
I know. I personally think it's a clear thing. These females, like those kind of caliber females, kind of invest in themselves in one way or another. So they would get, as you said, fillers, their breasts done, like peacocks, innit? It's a mating call, innit? Mm. Like you're trying to get the biggest attraction. If you got his voice now?
No.
They're trying to get the biggest attraction for their respective partner, innit? So if they're looking good, I don't know what else they're bringing to the table, but if they're looking good. The mating call's there, and my guy's like, okay, I want to hit, and then get stuck in it.
Stuck? Nah, she's holding on. I don't know.
So first of all, to work, Kyle told me to work 29.7. Faster this season in the Premier League are you two?
I think myself.
Find out. 22.7 miles per hour for you.
More quicker than that.
Kyle, 29.7 miles per hour. The first player is Sergio Jesus. Is he faster or slower than you?
Faster. I'd say he's faster than London.
Bruv, listen to this guy's voice. It's disgusting.
After faster.
But it's because of the accent as well.
Yeah, but he's got like a, it's like a high, it's good, it's too high.
Lisp, yeah, I think he's got a lisp.
It's high.
He's got a lisp.
He's got a high lisp.
Yeah, but he's got an accent. That's why he's got regular lisp.
His voice is terrible, fam.
Yeah, but he's still, like, but at the end of the day, you're a baller, you're on like 100 bags a week, 200 bags a week, and you're getting...
But Gando don't want to hear that, though.
Yeah, but
Gando,
you don't have to talk. I don't even have to talk English. You saw my guy from 90 Day Fiancé. I don't have to talk English. Just oh you don't have to talk properly. So, like,
I hate you still.
You need to respect your penis, man. In terms of the caliber of things, if the prosy he drew compared to my guy's wife.
I didn't see
prosy.
The
prosy
math.
It wasn't a
prosy. It was. She was a cool girl.
No, that's his.
No,
that's
it wasn't.
His girl, fam.
No, it wasn't his girl.
That's his missus.
You're bugging. That's not his missus.
Bro, that's his missus.
They said he was in an orgy with.
Stop. Oh, you're my Kyle Walker?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Not Sacco. Sacco's.
Yeah, sorry. We do a Sacco. Let's do it.
Sacco.
That's his missus.
Yeah, that's Sacco. He was at Wimbledon smiling, shining on them.
Is Wimbledon a girl?
No, that was last year.
No, oh, not now. Yeah, we are. Wimbledon, no fans.
There's no Wimbledon. They cancelled it.
Yeah, it's cancelled still. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what happened last week? Like,
oh, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I was thinking, like, what are you talking about?
Bruh, that's crazy. Yo, do you lot... I don't know if I've asked this before, yeah? But... like, do you lot get girls always asking you to tell them stories at night? Just like... say, like, you're just chilling. Or you're on the phone. And you're like, tell me a story.
Nah, big man.
Not gonna lie.
You don't get that?
Nah. Give me experience.
Maybe I just got a storytelling voice then.
What story are you telling?
Nah, they'll just like, girls just ask randomly, like, yo, like, they might be like, literally, like, maybe they're about to go to sleep. You're on the phone to them, they're about to go to sleep, or you might be with them and they're about to go to sleep, and they'll be like, hey, tell me a story. Like, shit like that.
No.
You've never got that before.
No.
Rotted.
Right, tell me a story. I must not have the voice. I might not have the voice for it. Can. You got the voice. You're
what
I am.
It doesn't matter what the story is. They're just asking you for a story. It's a it's a thing that I've loads of girls say to, like, the, like, in my experience, I have to speak from my experience, I thought it was a universal thing. Obviously, it's not. Girls will just ask, like, yo, like, tell me a story. Before they, like, go to sleep or they're winding down, they're like, yeah, tell me a story. It's like, tell you a what? Like, don't tell me that.
Nah, big man. That's never happened to me, still.
Oh, raw.
Off that. I think that's another universal thing. When you're watching something and the girl asks you what's happening when you haven't even watched the thing.
That's an idiot thing as well.
Big man.
Stop the foolishness.
Big man. Do you know how much that frustrates me? Oh, what's going on? Oh, what's happening?
Brother, I'm watching
the same thing as you. Like, why do they do
I'm
that?
I'm watching it now.
What, why I don't know. But why do they do that? Like, what instinctively says to them, okay, you've never seen this before. I've never seen this before. But can you tell me what's... Narrate the story for me. Nah. I can't do them things there.
Bruv.
I can't do them things there. I don't, like... I'm trying to follow the same thing as you.
I'm joking,
bro. Trying to establish the story as you.
No, I fully hate that, though. That's, like, one of my pet peeves, bro. Like, don't bother... like, when we're watching something, I'm just like, shut up, bro. Just stop talking, like... I don't mind a little conversation, but, like, don't ask me what's happening, because now then I've got to explain what happened. And
I have to pause the thing. I pause the thing and I get asked, why are you pausing it? Because I have to explain the thing to you and follow the whole story.
Allow it. It ain't on.
That hurts me still.
What grind your gears? This guy's quiet. And I know he's trying to hold it together because he's a little wave there. What grind your gears, innit? Man's out here indulging.
I don't get that still.
What, you don't get nothing that annoys you?
Idiot thing. What idiot thing are you? You're chatting rubbish.
So your whole experience with females in your whole life, there's nothing that's been like, ah, right, this thing's occurred more than once, and I think this is a bit annoying.
I'm not gonna lie. Some things ask me to do storytelling.
Wait, hold on.
You were chatting best.
I asked the question.
No, they do. One of my exes.
You said no.
I didn't say that.
Yo,
Rewind it back, innit?
I'm actually going to rewind it back. I'm actually going to play this bit twice. I might play it over five times.
Make sure. One of my exes did it.
What was she saying? That
she asked me to tell a story.
Consistently.
Pushing her bedding, and I was like, bro, what are you talking about? But I'll go sleep.
Wait, that's what I'm on.
Until I go to sleep.
Yo, that's what I'm on, like, allow it. Why so ask me that? Why do I need to tell you a story? I'm not gonna lie, man's told a story a couple times though. Nah. Man's told a story.
I said, go to bed.
Sometimes you might be feeling nice and it's you tell them a story, innit? Tell them a story, tell them something, innit? Tell them anything, innit? Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a girl called Misha. Misha. Sorry. So I'm in it.
I've never done that, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Don't you FaceTime?
I'll tell the babes, go to bed, I'll go to bed too.
Are you on FaceTime or is it FaceTime or?
You wanna tell your girl a story? That's a bit rude, isn't it?
I ain't telling her a story.
You're like Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the Clown tells stories.
Yeah.
Then yeah, Krusty the Clown.
There's one guy called Luke, I'm going to bed. I'm going to sleep.
That's it. I don't like this though, because you see what I'm saying? Because like, see you lot, yeah, I know you lot have done stuff before, like a girl goes to bed or whatever, like to soothe her. I know you've done whatever you've done in it. Like, don't act like ain't done no mushy shit. Stop that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that shit in it, because I knew one of you was going to say that shit to me in it. Yeah, I know you've done some sort of mushy shit before you gone sleep or to soothe a girl or whatever. Like, I know you've done it. So tell me, am I wrong?
I'm trying to think. Like, I said good night, man. Like, I hope you have a good night's sleep.
I said this yesterday. You got too toxic and hyper-masculinity.
No, I'm being honest with you. I'm
not toxic. Hyper-masculinity going on between both of you.
I'm not being toxic or hyper.
Between is powerful, 100%.
Me. I'm not playing at me.
I do have a masculinity.
You do.
To the umpteenth degree.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You're like the most hyper-masculine person I know.
That's hilarious, but not.
You are still.
Yeah, you are, man.
Nah, I ain't still.
Alright, so going off that, I went to the zoo the other day, innit?
Impossible.
Zoo?
Yeah, I went to the zoo.
It's open?
Yeah, man.
Where?
Outside London. So I went to the zoo the other day, and
the zoo is open.
Yeah, they are open.
The zoo's open?
Yeah.
Social distance?
There's a one-way system.
Do you have to drive?
No, walk.
I think London Zoo's open, though.
No, I walked. So, I saw plenty of animals. I saw lions. I'm thinking, these niggas are boring, man. What they do is just yawn and just sit there.
Okay,
like, they're treating them
out their habitat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're treating them bad. They're out of their habitat.
Mm.
All right, so.
And it's cold.
What animal would you, man, be for a day if you could be an animal?
Why are you feeling up your leg like that, big man?
Because I'm trying to envision being a lion.
This is mental. And you carry on, man. I just noticed, man. I was feeling himself up.
I'm just rubbing my leg.
Yeah, it was worrying me still. But carry on. Don't mind that, you know.
Go on.
If I Michael watch everything you're doing, he's got his hand on his groin. What are you doing?
I have to, like, get me. I'm just, don't worry. I'm being extra.
Anyway.
On purpose.
Anyway, what animal would you, man, be? If you could be an animal for a day.
What animal?
Yeah.
What animal would I be? Interesting, man. I mean, feel free to jump in, okay, guys. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wait for me, guys. Right. You don't have to wait for me. If you have one, then, you know what I mean? Shoot it out there, you know? How about just throw it out there, you know?
Kill a whale. Okay, so you're in the wild. Your prey is seals.
Yeah.
That's your day. Your day.
You say a whale?
Kill a whale. Do you know what they look like?
Yeah.
The black and white one.
Yeah.
Mad patronizing.
Yeah, Free Willy.
The black and white one.
Free Willy.
Yeah, Free Willy was the killer.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
Free Willy, yeah.
How many Walker, Free Willy films?
Walker, that's what they called it.
I swear that I thought you said you would just walk around with your meat out as well. So it's like Free Willy. That suits, man. We were talking about something and you said you would walk around with your meat out when you're with a ting or whatever like that. You just walk around with your meat out. We have to rewind the tape. Or maybe we'll just cut this whole bit
that's
out.
That's like, you know what?
No, it's on the pod.
Free Willy. Yeah, okay.
Gone. What would you be, Luke?
Maybe a dolphin.
A dolphin?
Yeah.
You get eaten by me, basically.
So you might just want to be best sea creatures.
Yeah,
the sea's mad.
They're intelligent.
Sea's mad, man. I want to see what the sea said.
So wait, no creatures in the
on land.
Yeah,
on,
there's, bear, there's bear. But
or elephant.
The most intelligent animal.
Or elephant. I'll be elephant or dolphin.
Elephant.
Yeah.
Intelligent. Oh yeah, they are
highly intelligent, and
they've got
the memory, memories.
The
yeah,
the memory's amazing. But then yeah, you would say that ape. Would have said ape as well.
Yeah, I'll be an elephant still. Me personally, I'll be an elephant or a giraffe.
Giraffes are dead, blood.
Dead, long neck.
And the tongues are just moving mad.
Yeah, they mind their business.
They get eaten by lions. They don't get mind their business. They get they're gonna get taken out by lions.
When?
What do you mean? You don't see the world? You don't watch Dead Eye, bro?
I've never seen them get eaten on David Attenborough, I'm not allowed to. I've seen elephants get attacked.
Time to Google right now.
I'm talking about zebras.
Type it into YouTube right now.
I can't be bothered. But I'll do it after 100%. But I still don't think.
No, giraffes. Why a giraffe though?
Because they just, you know what I mean? They're
slow.
They're just chilling.
Eating leaves.
Yeah, they're just minding their business.
What, they're licking their neck on each other?
Neck movement.
And that's it.
Yeah. But I'd rather be an elephant. Elephant is at the top still, I can't lie.
Is that yours? The final answer?
Dolphin. Dead.
Instead of me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Like, man's there for a day, innit? I'm dolphin.
For a day, you said?
Yeah, for a day, not permanently. It's for a day. Yeah.
For one day?
It's only one day.
Oh.
It'll be a lion, then.
Lions are just sleep.
Oh, an eagle, though.
Lions be mad.
They just sleep most of the time.
I want to be an eagle.
Would you not want to, like, beat as an animal?
Who? So wait, you're trying to be a dolphin so you can beat dolphin pussy. You're disgusting, bro. What a disgusting guy.
I'm really trying to think. I think I'll go Kilauea. Kilauea's amazing.
For a day though.
Yeah, for a day. Easy. Travel for like and travel. Open oceans.
Yeah.
Kilauea.
Alright, we don't.
Kilauea. Fair enough.
You said dolphin, so it's better than that.
Hmm.
Niggas are here, man. Niggas are here.
Niggas are bottom. He's eaten by both of us.
By a giraffe.
Oh, giraffe. Are you still giraffe?
No,
for a day.
Oh, eagle.
Eagle, okay.
Eagles are eating dolphins.
Yeah, maybe.
Where?
Scoop you out. As soon as you rear your head. Just grab
you know
it.
How big a dolphin
yeah,
is?
Yeah, boy.
It's not picking up a dolphin.
Then peck you. Ain't grown. Anchor Luke.
As soon as we're on weird topics, yeah. Do you think there's an alternative reality?
This is when we're on the brownies, isn't it? You wanted this question, isn't it?
Do you think there's an alternative reality? And if so, what would you be doing in that reality?
Alternative reality.
So in another universe, that they said we're 25,000 light years away from another galaxy.
I probably would have been like AJ in that scenario.
What would you be doing? What would the alternate you be doing?
I'll be doing some sport. I'll be an athlete of some sort. 100%.
Okay.
100%.
So just in a like a
different... Alternative reality. Yeah, what would different reality be Fabian be doing?
I'd have been an athlete. 100%. I know it.
Sorry, I had a qualm with yours. But
go on. You have some qualm.
Go on, take it.
I'm here.
I don't know if you could be an athlete.
Why?
Because you're not limber like that. Like, you're stiff. I'm not even mocking it. No, you're stiff. You're not like, you get me? You're not like mad agile, innit? Like, you're good, like, at, you get me? Like, obviously, man bangs gym and that, yeah, all of that. You get me? Like, that's your thing, innit? But you're not an agile brother, innit? Like, so you got to be agile to be an athlete. You got to be a little bit.
I think Rex will be a sick road, man.
That's worse than what I said, bro. That's worse. Yeah, take your anger there now. Because I hear you, it was here, but take it there now. Because that's crazy.
And it will turn it into this.
I'm not going to lie, that's wild.
You'll be a sick road, man.
Oh my God! Is that what the fuck is going on? What are you talking about?
Why'd you say that?
Huh?
Why'd you say that?
Oh my God.
I think you've got this dominance that you're trying to...
Are you trying to say he could be like the top guy?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he could be a roadman. I said he could be a roadman. He'd be a good roadman. I think he's got the underlying persona. He could unleash that if he wanted to. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What would you be, Fabs? I didn't even ask what you'd be, but...
I thought I'd be an athlete.
Oh, sorry. I just ignored that.
An architect. an architect.
Out of your personality traits, you think you'll be an architect?
Well, it's something that I was going to do. Well, like I wanted to do when I was younger.
What, design buildings?
Like I used to like draw buildings and shit like that. I used to design buildings. I used to be really good at drawing until I started playing basketball. Huh?
What, a cube? Like the blocks?
Like I used to like do like this. Idiot, take this. What was my name? I said Jenga.
Man just built Jenga.
No, like I literally used to like design, like I used to design like my own like restaurants and like I used to design buildings and stuff. Like, I used to draw that in my room. That's what I used to do, like literally. But then I started playing basketball and then I just couldn't draw anymore properly.
That sounds like Sims.
It wasn't good anymore. But yeah, what do you say?
That sounds like Sims.
Sims?
Wait, do you say
Sims?
Well, me drawing on paper is like Sims, right? That's like Sims. Yeah,
so you used to design restaurants.
Yeah, like I just used to, like, that's what I used to do. I just used to, like, design ideas. Like, I had, like, those all.
Sims.
I think I'd be.
Yeah, Sims then.
I'd be a competitive eater.
Eater?
A competitive eater or.
Why'd you say that?
I like food, man.
You make a good sumo wrestler.
No, not right now.
But you do that now.
No, but.
But you do that now, though.
No, but I'm doing it competitively. I said competitively eat. A competitive eater.
Nah, that's not good, John. You can't use that one.
Competitive eater, mate, please.
I know, but you could do that right now, though. There's nothing stopping you from doing that right now.
Or artist. I used to draw very good back in the day. Manga characters. No, I would do manga. I'll do manga art.
Which could be my one, though.
No, you said architecture. I'll be a manga. Like, I'll make a manga book.
What's manga?
The Japanese cartoons.
Foolishness. Black man doing Japanese cartoons.
I think I saw that, though, the other day.
Yeah. Are you here?
I swear there's a black guy. I swear I saw it.
What's Boondocks, big man? Boondocks is basically anime, you know.
Yeah, it is anime.
It's not Japanese though.
No, but it's based on it's based on anime.
But he's a Japanese though, so that's
no what based I'm on it. Right, based oh. on that. Based on anime.
Ish.
Boondocks.
Kind of, not really though, but I see where you're going. It's the anime style, but it's not anime, innit? But yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I agree with you. But yeah, all right. I hear that still. I hear you. Hey you. Come on, Anchor. Hey yo, Anchor. Energy, bruv. What's the Hey Energy?
He looks like he's stuck in a whirlpool somewhere.
Man, it's alright, he's waved.
I shouldn't be controlling because at the beginning I told you I'm taking control off of me.
Right, man, I got you still.
I got you still.
Right. So obviously other day now, 50. Yeah, we'll get to this real quickly, yeah? Then we're gonna do the thing. So 50 and TI. Who you lot taking? Let's do this quick.
50 Cent.
Yeah.
What on the
and versus?
On the versus. Oh, 50. Easy.
50.
You think it's that easy?
Tia's got some joints, but nah, it's not. Ain't got the joints to bang 50. 50's got joints after joints.
What's 50
joints.
Got?
What up, Gangsta?
In the club.
Mini Men.
In the club.
21 Questions.
In the club.
Man was only one song.
I want to get to know you. That's 50 G
unit. That's G unit.
Yes,
you can play that stuff.
Still play that.
Of course, you can play it.
What's that? Money I got. I get money.
All right, window shopper. He's got joints, man. He's got joints.
But he has got joints too.
Big shit popping. Little shit. Big man, I don't want to hear that.
It's yeah. He's got tip though. He's got tip as well.
He's got that tune. What you know about that?
What you know about?
So with the tune.
Bring him out.
Swagger Like Us.
Yeah, that's not comparing to 50's catalog. 50's catalog is much.
They age badly, though. I think they age badly. A lot of the songs, TI songs age kind of badly. I think 50's songs, a lot better.
Like, 50 songs better. Are timeless, to be fair. Like, in the era we've grown up on.
Do you not agree with that?
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah. 50 songs age a lot well. You hear you don't hear tip outside. You hear 50 a lot. A lot of tip songs don't go off like that. Do you know what I mean?
I think 50 is a clear winner because he's got this G-Unit bag to jump into. He's got his own personal bag to jump into.
Mm-hmm.
He's got writing, if you wanted to do that, jump into that.
Yeah.
So, like...
So, who's your 50 face? Like, if you was to face someone, who should you face?
I'll say Ja Rule. Like, but I know what happened. But Ja Rule.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but...
That's the only logical person.
It's not, though, because Ja Rule... Fat Joe? Will get flattened.
Fat Joe?
No, Fat Joe's no. Fat Joe will get bodied, blood. Fat Joe will get bodied.
Yeah, but only because he had tennis ball, didn't it?
Yeah, but he's the terror squad.
But even his solo,
things are so kind of dead.
Meaty, like proper. Mm.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Who does 50? Like, who does 50 face? I think Game's good.
Game
versus 50. Game versus 50 would be good.
Game versus 50 would be good. Still, I can't lie. That would actually be really good.
That'd be a good shout.
Yeah.
Game versus 50 would be a good, very
funny
good
thing is though. Like, I see how that goes. Like, the
50 will play documentary. No, we played the whole documentary.
I wrote this. This is the bear track. All of these tracks is basically mine, so I'm playing them. No jokes. Ah, man. Well,